Be thinking about how Christmas shows us what God is like. It's good to think about what God is like, because after all, he's the God that we worship, the God that we love, and it's good to kind of think, well, what is he actually like? We know people, don't we? We know our mum or our dad or our friends, and we know what they're like, so we're going to think, what's God like? I think a bit about this, and we're going to specifically think about how the Bible says that God is love, that he's loving, he's caring, he deeply cares about people, he really, really, really loves people and cares about them immensely. That's what we're going to be thinking about. Now, if we think about loving people, sometimes it can be a bit hard to love people, can't it? Especially some people, difficult people. And I'm going to do a little activity now, and you're going to all take part, okay? Now, I'm going to read out, I'm going to put on the screen as well, a person, okay? And I want you to show me whether you think that person would be easy to love or hard to love. If you think that person would be very easy to love, that's a one, and you can just put one finger up to show that you think that person would be really easy. If you think, well, that wouldn't be quite so easy to love that person, that's a five, so you can put five fingers, or four and a thumb up. And if you think, wow, it would be super hard to love that person, I want you to put 10 fingers up, all right? Can you do that? So, for example, if I said to you, is it easy to love your brother or sister? Then you've got to think, what would that be, okay? A one, I'm sure it'd be a one, wouldn't it? Very easy. Right, here we go. First of all, do you think, boys and girls, it would be easy to love someone who always copies everything you do? Got a 10 there, got a 5 there, some 5s. 5s, 10s. Yeah, it wouldn't be that easy, would it? It would be kind of a bit harder, I think. What about your best friend? Be easy to love your best friend? Lots of 1s there, good, I'm glad to see that. How about the boy in your class who messes around all the time and causes the whole class to miss out on things? Would it be easy to love that boy? No, lots of 10s. It would be hard, wouldn't it? Really hard. Super hard. How about, imagine there was a lady across the road who always gives you presents when you help her. Would it be easy to love her? What do you think? Easy or hard? I think it'd be quite easy, wouldn't it? So that's a one, probably. Most of you have got ones. What about someone who makes fun of you? Who makes you feel bad about yourself? That'd be hard, wouldn't it? Yeah, lots of 10s there. And lastly, what about someone who always seems to do everything just that little bit better than you can do it? Is it easy to love someone like that? No, it's a bit hard. I've got some 10s and 5s. A bit harder, isn't it? So you can see that as we go through life and we try to love people, we struggle sometimes, don't we? Some people are easy to love, like our best friend or something. But as we've seen from this little activity, it's really hard to love other people. Now, what amazes me is that the Bible says that God loves even people who are really, really super difficult to love. That's what the Bible says in this verse here, Romans chapter 5, verse 8. So it says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I think that's wonderful about God. He loves even people who do wrong things. Sinners are people who do wrong things. He loves even bad people. People who are very, very difficult to love. Maybe, like we thought about, he loves people who make fun of other people, or who are not very nice to other people. And that is astonishing, that God's love is so strong that he can love even sinners. But let's think a little bit more about love now. How do we really know whether someone really, truly loves us and they're not just saying it? That's an important question, isn't it? What do you think? I think our parents are people like that, aren't they? But how can we tell? That's what I want to think about. How can we tell that someone truly loves us and they don't just say, oh yeah, I love you? Well, it's by what they do, isn't it? That's how we can tell if someone really loves us. Because it's easy just to say the words, I love you, I think you're nice. But sometimes it's a bit harder to actually follow through with the actions, with the things that we do. Now, I've brought a little bag along with me, and in my bag are some of my favourite things that I'm going to show you, okay? So first of all, I've got lots of other favourite things. They're a bit too big to bring with me. This is one of my favourite things. Now, does anyone know who this is?
Snowy.
Snowy. Excellent. I'm a Tintin fan. And this is Tintin's dog, Snowy. And the other day, I found in that game shop in Friar Street an Xbox Tintin game. Can you believe that? So I got to be Snowy, to actually live Snowy's life. Fantastic. So that's the first thing. Now, what else have I got? Now, I've got this in my bag. Now, I don't actually particularly like hot dogs and stuff, but I think this is really cool because it looks just like a hot dog, but it's not real. Can you see? It looks quite realistic, doesn't it? But it's not a real hot dog. And that holds happy memories for me because I bought that in Hollywood because we won a holiday to Hollywood. Can you believe that? I've got another thing in my bag that I really, really like. One of my favourite things. Starbucks coffee, yeah. And with this is a plastic Starbucks cup. I get coffee for 75p in Starbucks. I really like that. So it gets me lots of cheap coffee. And the last thing that I like, one of my favourite things, is this. I think it's really cool because it kind of looks like a squashed ice cream. But it's not. It's plastic. It's hard. And I think it's really fun to have that on my desk. And then when people come in, they're like, what's that on your desk? And it's not real. So anyway, there's a few of my favourite things. And now, the reason I showed you them is because if I was to give some of those things away to someone, I would have to love those people or that person very much. Because they're my favourite things. They hold really special memories for me. Some of them. And if I was to just give them, I would only give them to someone that I really, really loved. Okay? And bear that in mind, because that's how we can tell that God loves us. We're going to think about that. Remember I said, how do we really know that you love someone? It's by doing things for people. And if you're prepared to give away something that you really love to someone else, that would show, wouldn't it? So it's by what we do. Now, we're going to watch a film clip, okay? Put your hand up if you've seen Jungle Book, the original Jungle Book, the cartoon one. Right, a lot of you, most of you, actually. We're going to watch a film clip from there. And as we watch it, I want you to think about this question, all right? I want you to think about how can we tell, how do we know that Baloo and Bagheera really love Mowgli? Okay, think about that as we watch the clip now. Now, boys and girls, what did you think? How could we tell that they really cared for Mowgli? What do you think?
Because they helped him.
Because they helped him. And how did they help him? What did they do?
The boy was in trouble by the monkey, so Baloo and Bagheera saved him.
That's right. He was in trouble. The monkeys had caught him. Baloo and Bagheera came along and they saved him. That's how we can tell, can't we? That they really loved and cared for Mowgli. And they actually got hurt in the process. Did you know Baloo got a big black eye, didn't he? And I think at one point Bagheera got his tail trod on or something. And they were prepared to get hurt and stuff because they really wanted to care. They cared for Mowgli and wanted to rescue him. Now, the Bible says, as we thought about, that God loves us, but he doesn't just say that he loves us. He shows he loves us by what he does, and specifically by something that he did. This verse tells us, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. And we've just seen how God sent his one and only Son, haven't we, as we watched the Nativity. an angel announced it to Mary. The Son of God, fully God and fully man, as was sung, is going to be born. And that's how we know that God loves us, because he did something. He sent his Son into the world. And that's how, boys and girls, we can tell that he really, truly does love us, because he did something. And why did he send Jesus? Well, we heard in the Nativity. It was read out, wasn't it? From Matthew chapter 1, where an angel appeared and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. Mowgli needed saving from the monkeys, didn't he? But we need saving from our sin, the Bible says. And because God loves us so much, he came and sent his son. He sent his son on a rescue mission to save us. Now, I've got a question for you, boys and girls. The Bible talks about sin quite a lot, actually. But what is sin? It says that Jesus came to save us from sin. Can any of you tell me? What do you think sin is? Yeah?
Bad things.
Yeah, sin is the bad things that we do. It's the wrong things that we do. So if we make fun of someone and hurt their feelings, that's sin. If we deliberately annoy our brother or our sister or someone in our class to wind them up, that's sin. If we don't tell the truth, things like that. If we lie. If we don't do what our parents say. If we just don't bother with God. The Bible says that's sin as well. The Bible says that everyone has done different sins. And what happens when you do something wrong? What would happen if I did something wrong in our society? If I drove my car too fast or whatever and broke the law? We get punished, don't we? It's the same with God. God says, if we sin, I have to punish you after you die. But God, because he loves us, did something amazing, sent his son to save us. And how did Jesus save us? Can you see that little arrow pointing to the cross? Jesus came as a baby, grew up, and then saved people from the punishment they deserve by dying on the cross. Because what was happening when Jesus was dying on the cross was God was punishing Jesus in the place of people like us who deserve punishment. That's amazing, isn't it? Think about this, boys and girls. Imagine if you had a twin brother or sister, if you're a girl. Okay? And imagine if you were at school and you did something really naughty and you were going to be punished. Maybe you were going to be expelled from school because it was so naughty. But then your twin brother or sister said, I love you. Let's swap places. Let's pretend that I did the wrong thing so you don't have to be punished, but I'll take your punishment. Can you imagine if that happened? It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? It would show that your brother or sister really loved you. That even though they didn't do the wrong thing, they were prepared to be punished. But that's what Jesus did. He didn't do anything wrong, because he was the Son of God. But he said, I love these people so much, I'm going to come into the world and be punished for them, so that they don't have to. How can we know that our punishment is taken, that when we die, we'll be rescued from punishment and taken to heaven by God? Well, the Bible says we need to repent and have faith. Well, what does that mean as I finish off? Well, to repent means to say sorry to God and to kind of turn away from living life and going your own way and turn round and go God's way. Imagine if you were with your parents and they were driving up the road and then suddenly you thought, oh, I'm going the wrong way. So they did a U-turn and started going the other way. That's a bit like repentance. It's saying, I've been living my life the wrong way. I'm sorry, God. I'm going to go your way now. That's what we need to do. And then the Bible says we need to have faith. And that simply means believe this. Believe that Jesus came into the world to be punished in my place, to take my sin on him, to save me from punishment. It means believing in Jesus that he did that for me, for you. And the Bible says when we do that ourselves, it's not that someone else does it for us, we have to do it ourselves, then we will be saved. And I think that's amazing, because it hurt Jesus very much. And it's amazing when someone does something for you, even though it hurts them very much, isn't it? When I was at school, when I was probably kind of like your age, or a bit older, there was a boy in my class called John Thurgood, and I was friends with him. And I remember him because he used to have 4 chocolate bars in his lunchbox each day. I don't know why he did. He just loved chocolate. Anyway, one day John told me that he was going into hospital. And I said, why? He said, well, my brother has cancer. And I am going to give my brother some of my bone marrow. That's the stuff that's inside your bones, because my brother's bone marrow has cancer and he's going to die. But if I give him some of mine, that's kind of, mine's okay, so he'll live. And he said, I'm a bit scared because it's going to hurt very much, because apparently this operation is a massive operation to go right inside your bones. But I was really touched. And I thought, wow, John really loves his brother because he's prepared to suffer a lot of pain in hospital to save his brother from cancer. And he did. And I said to him when he came to hospital, what did it feel like? He said, like being kicked by a horse. That really, really hurt. And it's his brother must have thought, oh, wow, my brother loves me so much. And I think almost every day, wow, Jesus loves me so much. He was prepared to die on the cross. It's very special, going through life knowing that God loves you, that Jesus loves you that much. Well, let's finish off. How do we really, truly love and care for people? Well, it's not just by the words we say, is it? Although they are important. It's important to say kind words to people. But it's not just words. It's by what we do. So maybe, boys and girls and everyone, this as this Christmas comes around, we could think about what could we do for people, maybe even people who are a bit difficult to love, because that's when we truly love, and that's how God wants us to live. How do we know that God truly loves us, cares for us? Well, because of what he did. He sent his son to save us, and he loved his son very much. Remember I showed you these things and said I'd only give these things, my favourite things, to people that I love very much. God's favourite thing in all the world, the thing that he loves most, is his son and the spirit as well. And he was prepared to give that so we could escape punishment.